Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Arcata city leaders say they have a tough job ahead finding a replacement for their city manager, Randy Mendoza. He retires July 7th after almost 6 years on the job. Arcata Mayor Mark Wheatley said that Mendoza will be hard to replace.
Been through some, you know, upheaval with between economic upheaval and also some of the things the state's thrown at local government in terms of takeaway of redevelopment, a few other things. But, you know, Randy has been a steady force.
Randy Mendoza began work for the police department in 1982. Mayor Wheatley said it's tough being a city manager these days, especially with the challenges the state is forcing on local government, especially small local government like Arcata.
And we will miss him, but I think, we know what we need within the city of Arcata. It's a unique college community. We've got a very active and diverse, you know, citizenry.
Wheatley said he is hopeful that the city can find a replacement by July. He said city council members will begin the search soon. Lance Borgner and Christina Higgins, two people wanted by three law enforcement agencies in Humboldt County, were arrested by Eureka Police on Wednesday and booked into the county jail. The pair are suspects in an assault and robbery of a couple in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon that turned into a vehicle chase from McKinleyville to the Arcata Police Department. Borgner and Higgins are also suspects in a police pursuit in Eureka on Sunday and another police pursuit with Arcata Police early Monday morning. Details about their arrest have not been released, but they're facing potential charges of assault, robbery, and felony evasion. Health and Human Services Director Philip Crandall says foster children are not in the system because they have done anything wrong. That's why Crandall is honored by a California group pushing for foster care reform. Crandall has been trying to reform methods of helping foster children reach productive adulthood, and this week was honored by his work by the California Youth Connection. The group said in Sacramento this week that Crandall is an outstanding foster care reform leader. Crandall said he wants structure in place to keep foster children safe. California Youth Connection has been working to improve contact that foster care siblings have with one another. And officers from the Eureka Police Department problem-oriented policing unit searched a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of 4th Street after receiving numerous complaints about suspicious activity. When all was said and done, police arrested seven people, including the three residents, 30-year-old Brian Adams, 31-year-old Tierra Milligan, and 27-year-old Misty Milligan, who were booked on possession for sales, and maintaining a residence for narcotic activity. The other four people were booked on a variety of charges, including possession and probation and parole violations. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KANS News and Information. The Humboldt County Planning Commission welcomed a new member to their ranks this week, local contractor Kevin McKenney. He made his debut with the commission during Tuesday night's meeting to discuss the conservation and open space element of the general plan update. McKenney was appointed by 4th District Supervisor Virginia Bass. Bass explained her criteria for selecting a new commission member.
I look for someone who has a long-term perspective of Humboldt County, similar, you know, has lived here their entire life, I think is a good thing because, you know, I think we have to balance, you know, folks who live here for their lifetime and folks who have recently moved here who feel that they'd like to make a difference and a change.
Bass faced criticism for appointing a property developer to the commission, but she highlighted McKenney's credentials as evidence that he was the right choice.
He's served 26 years on the Humboldt Community Services District. He understands the water, you know, issues of serving, you know, and development and why there are constraints. And he's been on LAFCO for three terms. That's a local area formation commission.
The Planning Commission will meet again tonight to consider the review of the GPU. The meeting begins in the Board of Supervisors chambers. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.